This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mexico's president is proposing a major shakeup of that country's oil industry. Whether that is a good idea or not may depend on whether you work in the oil industry there. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to an oil town in the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm here on the waterfront in Ciudad del Carmen, which was a small fishing village, until a fisherman discovered oil off the coast. In the distance, you can see oil platforms in the muddy green waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
For four decades, those oil platforms have been like magnets for job seekers who come from all over the country. Guys like 49-year-old Manuel Castro. I asked what he thinks of President Enrique Peña Nieto's plan to allow foreign companies to invest in Mexico's oil industry.
Foreign companies come to invest and they pay their employees very well.
Since it was nationalized in 1938, the oil industry has been a source of national pride. Many Mexicans instinctively reject the idea of meddling with the state-run oil company called Pemex. It provides the federal government with millions of dollars in tax revenues. But some say private foreign investment would shake up Pemex. People like Nicolas Hernandez Gomez, a cook on an oil platform, support reform for another reason.
If they bring more companies from other places to work here in Carmen, there will be more work here for the people.
Along the dock, pelicans wait for scraps from the fishermen. 45-year-old Jose Ramon has fished off the coast here for decades. He says contamination from the oil industry has reduced his catch.
There's less fish, less sea bass, less shark, and only a little bit of shrimp.
Fishermen are supposed to get compensated from Pemex, but Ramon says he never got any money. So you might expect his bad feelings for Pemex would make him welcome foreign competition. But when I ask about the proposed oil industry reforms,
it's not a good idea because gasoline is already too expensive for us fishermen.
He expects gas would be even more expensive if foreign companies own a piece of it. With fewer fish in his nets, Ramon says he can't afford to pay more for gas. In Ciudad del Carmen, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.